This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I'm only realizing how more I'm relieved just because I'm sleeping a lot better. But, you know, I think glad to put that behind us. Glad I can just focus on football, go out there and earn it. It's a business. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Things might get out there that aren't true or, you know, not what I'm looking for. It is what it is. I can only let my play speak for it. Going forward, that's all I'm going to do.
Is the result of it what you were looking for, Cam? Process worth it for you in the end?
You know, I think it has to be a compromise on both sides. You know, I understand they don't normally do it, and all I'm asking for is the opportunity to go out and earn it. You know, that's just what I want to go do.
You said stuff about the incentives in that package, including winning a playoff game. How much more motivating is that? I know you're a motivated person in general, but how much more motivating is something like that for you?
It doesn't motivate me anymore. The goal is not to just win a playoff game, it's to win a Super Bowl. It's just more icing on the cake, the way I look at it.
Cam says he's got to go out there and earn it. A little Shelby Cassesi action right there at the end.
Shelbs.
Channel 11. How is the reception going to be for Cam Hayward on Sunday? If they announce the defense first, they'll announce the guys one by one. Cam Hayward will run out there. Maybe they'll announce the offense for this reason, or maybe they'll want Aaron Rodgers to get announced individually. I could see that and it not have anything to do with Cam Hayward. But if they do announce the starting defense with Larry Richards' booming voice over the PA system, is he going to get booed at all? 412-928-9370.
I don't think so.
I don't think there'd be more than a smattering.
I don't think so. Knowing that it's an incentive-based deal that he got. And I think that them being 1-0 and being home for the first time, I think people are going to be excited to just watch the Steelers play and to feel like that they have a chance. And I think that – I don't think that you'll hear – I think maybe there'll be people who boo, but I think they'll be drowned out by the cheers.
I'm with you on that. And I'll be clear, if I were going and I were going as a fan, I wouldn't boo Cam Hayward. It takes me a lot to boo. It does. I would not boo Cam Hayward. I think – the process was uglier than it needed to be. I still don't know if it was the Steelers or Cam Hayward that leaked it. I don't think Cam did a great job in either of his press conferences handling the situation, and I know his podcast got people all hot and bothered. But at the end of the day, he finds himself with an incentive-laden contract. I think people should be able to be okay with that. You perform, you get paid more. If you don't, you don't. That should probably be the way anything is in life. You go out there, you have 8 sacks, probably going to be an all-pro again. You make the playoffs, okay, we're all happy about that. You have 11.5 sacks, you're probably a defensive player of the year candidate, and you win a playoff game, something that hadn't happened in 8 years, I think people get all jacked up. And I don't think it's an extra motivating factor like Cam was saying there at the end, but I think people can appreciate the philosophy of I do good things, I get paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's all water under the bridge and not much ado about nothing, but I think Cam Hayward's career to this point and the off-the-field stuff too significantly outweighs a little bit of a contract dispute. So, no, I ain't booing him. 412-928-9370. Texter, how many snaps did Jaylen Warren play compared to Kenneth Gainwell? Kenneth Gainwell played 28 snaps. Jaylen Warren played 24.
Yeah, more.
He played more snaps.
More snaps, yep.
I think a lot of that had to do with the way the game played out and you're down 9 points and you're throwing the football. I mean, they love Kenneth Gainwell, obviously and clearly, and you've been on that scent for a long time. I think you might see a similar snap distribution in that it's darn near 50-50. I bet you this week it'll be flipped to Jaylen Warren getting more snaps.
Yes.
I think they want to establish the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see him out there a ton early. Like, it's not like he's not a good third down back either. You got to get into a rhythm. He's your number one runner. You need to get him into a rhythm. So I want him to play a lot more. And I hope he plays well. Because he played a little bit in that final preseason game. He didn't play at all before that. He never played with the full five-man offensive line. Like, let's go.
Yep.
Let's start developing a little bit of continuity there. Texter. If they announced the offense, would they boo Broderick Jones?
Ooh.
Do you ever boo a player for not being good enough in a particular game? I don't know about that.
If they lost you the game, maybe. If they were the singular reason why you lost the game, like the Steelers were on the 2-yard line about to score and the hole's wide open to the right, and Jaylen Warren gets a handoff and Broderick Jones gets beat and guy rushes down the line and tackles the guy to win the game, like maybe.
Yeah.
But he didn't like lose the
game. Like Rashard Mendenhall fumbles away a game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, if guys are playing hard, I ain't booing them.
Mm-mm.
Just because they don't play well. Texter, I think Cam Hayward's trying to make amends by saying that I just have to go out and earn. It's him trying to make up to the fan base that is so angry about the comments about him feeding his family. Yeah. I mean, that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, grocery bills are pretty high.
Yeah.
Milk is expensive.
Gas.
Gas and oatmeal.
Cam's never had to worry about how much gas he got to put in his car.
No, he probably has one of them gas guzzlers.
Yeah.
Yep. Can afford that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's especially in a working class, blue-collar town such as Pittsburgh. When you say, I'm just worried about my family, when you made $140 million or whatever, yeah, people are going to be ticked off. But are you going to be ticked off enough to boo? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, if Chris Boswell said today he will not play unless he's the highest paid kicker in football, what would you do?
Pay him.
Really?
$1.5 million? Yeah. Yes.
They never negotiated in season. Can you imagine if they did that for a kicker? It's so funny, though, because I actually agree with you, and I think the vast majority of Steelers fans would agree with you. Can you imagine them breaking precedent for a kicker?
No, because of what he did last week and what he has done in his career.
He's so stupid.
60-yard field goal to win the game. Like, no.
Danny Smith was asked yesterday, for a game winner, how far will you go? And he said, anywhere on the field.
Wow.
I do wonder, Texter, I'm booing that jackass Cam. Wow. Bentley SUV. I see him all the time. You think they'd line up for a 65-yarder at Acrisure Stadium for a win?
Yep.
You think they'd line up for a 68-yarder?
Yep.
You think they'd line up for a 70-yarder? Closed end?
Elements, like they're going to be on Sunday,
yeah,
maybe.
80 degrees, you got the K-balls.
I think they would do it if they were up significantly.
He's a serial killer. You got to pay him, or he'll cut your eyeballs out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.